It's the 16th of August. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A cancer misdiagnosis has left a woman saddened with the death of her loved one at Bedford Hospital. Back in February, Sally Wilson was present when Don Wood, her partner, was admitted to the hospital with a water infection. Following his release, he returned the same day having difficulty breathing. After being sent home a week later, he lost consciousness and was brought back to A&E in a taxi due to extra-long ambulance wait times. It was during this hospital stay that his high-grade kidney cancer diagnosis, among other serious conditions, were revealed. Mr. Wood died on the 21st of June. The £4,000 burial cost have so far prevented Miss Wilson, 57, from burying her companion of 38 years. The Patient Advice Liaison Service at Bedford Hospital has shown interest in the case and wishes to further investigate. Ministry of Justice figures show that mortgage landlords have passed interest rate rises onto their financially stretched heat or eat tenants in the form of rent increases. This has led to a surge in evictions as well as property repossessions across the county. A Bedford Hospital midwife may have saved the lives of a pregnant mother and her unborn child. At 36 weeks, Michaela Andrina was given a carbon monoxide test by her midwife, Jo Duke. Levels within her body were elevated, endangering both her and the baby. Miss Duke suggested she check the boiler in her home for carbon monoxide leaks, which turned out to be the culprit. Miss Andrina has heaped praise for her midwife and urges all pregnant women to get tested. The Beds Police and Crime Commissioner is partnering with authorities of Luton, Bedford and Central Beds to show support for the holiday activities and food scheme funded by the Department of Education. The programme provides creative and sports-related activities for young people during the summer. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.